Last week we had started Torah Resh Ayin Zayin, chapter 277, but it's a little bit of a longer chapter, and I'd like to start again from the beginning and try to go through the whole chapter today. This shiur was given by Rabbi Nachman on Shmini Atzeres, the day after the holiday of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, which leads into Simchas Torah, and it covers a number of topics. Rabbi Nazal begins, Da, you should know, Kishayesh machloike salodom, when a person encounters opposition, ein lamoid atzmoi keneged hasoinim, the person shouldn't take a stand to go against the enemies, lomar to say, kemoishoi seli kein eseloi kenegdoi. Just like what that person did to me, I'm going to do the same thing back to them. Kize goyrem. Because if the person takes that type of a position, that type of attitude, that's going to speed up the process of the person's enemy being able to harm them. Rak adraba, but rather just the opposite. Roy lodun oisom lekafschus. It's proper, it's the right thing to judge one's enemies favorably, meaning could be the person didn't really mean it, could be the person thought I did such a terrible thing to them and that's why they're doing it back, to try to find some kind of a good in the person that's opposing them. And instead of trying to harm that person and punish that person, to be willing to do all types of good to them, to this person who opposes me. Bechinois, as we say at the end of the prayer of Shmon Esrei, V'nafshi ke'ofor lakol tihiyah. Let my soul be like the dirt, like earth. Kimoi he'ofor, just like the earth, shehakol doshin oleho, which everyone steps on, everyone tramples it, v'hinoisenes lehem kol hatoivois, and the earth provides everyone with all types of good. Achila, ushtia, vezoho, vochesef, avonim toivois. All of our food, all of our crops, our grains and fruits and vegetables, and even sources of water, and metals, gold, silver, precious stones. Hakoil hoyo min ofor. It all comes from the earth. Even though we step on the earth gives us all types of good. Kemoikein, similarly, afal pi shehem cholkim olav. Even though these people are opposing you and they're causing problems to you, umevakshim ro'osoi, they are seeking to harm the person, afal pi kein yaselohem kol hatoivois. The person should do every type of good for them, kemoi he'ofor, just like the dirt. Now, there are exceptions to this rule, but a person would have to use major discretion to know what could be an exception. But Rabbi Nachman is presenting this as very clear, important advice, that when a person experiences opposition, not to go head-to-head with them, usually, but rather to try to judge them favorably and to try to continue being good to them. And now he compares it to something. The hu kemoshel, this could be compared to an analogy, a moshel, kishe'echot choyter tachas beis chaveiroi. If Reuven is digging under Shimon's house to try to get to his house and to try to break it, to try to do some kind of harm to it, Imhu yamoid atzmoi, if Shimon will rise up, v'yachter gamkoin kenegdoi, and he'll say, Reuven is digging towards me, I'm going to dig towards him. Azai bevadai bekal yovoi hachoiter lemuvukoshoi. That's going to make it easier for Reuven to get to Shimon and to harm him. Avol kishe'echod choiter, whereas, if one of the two, if Reuven is digging to try to get towards Shimon, v'chaveroi oimei bifnim v'shoifech ofor, and Shimon is standing inside And instead of digging towards Reuven, he's throwing dirt towards Reuven. Ve'oiseh tel kenegdoi. He's pouring earth and creating a mound, a hill, opposite Reuven. Azai mefer machshavtoi. By doing this, he overturns Reuven's plan. Ve'ein yochel hasoinei la'aseis mevukoshoi. Thereby making it impossible for Reuven to be able to get to him, to be able to harm him. Kemoikein, similarly, ein lamoid keneged hasoinim lasus kenegdom. When a person has enemies, when a person has opposition, he shouldn't say, they're fighting me, I'm going to fight them back more. Shezel bechinas shechoiter gamkein kemoy asoinei. Because that could be compared like your enemy is digging towards you and now you're going to dig towards them. That's going to make it easier for your enemy to be able to harm you. Whereas, if the person takes a position that I'm going to be like the earth, like we say in the prayer, Hashem, let my soul be like the earth, through this, the person overturns and blocks the plan of their enemy. Vazai, and sometimes what will happen as a result of this is, koire shachas bo yipoil. The pasuk says in Mishle, one who digs a ditch for someone else, they end up falling into that ditch. Ki noifel venishar bahashachas shekoral chaveroi, because the person, the enemy, ends up falling into that pit that he was digging for the other person, al yidei he'ofor shenishbacholov, as a result of the earth that the person was pouring on him. Hi chaveroi oimeid v'shoifech olav ofor kenegdoi. Because again, Reuven is standing, Reuven's not digging towards Shimon, Reuven is pouring earth. Al yidei b'chinas v'nafshi k'ofor, by being like Ofor, by not fighting back. Through this, he delays, he blocks his enemy from coming at him, and sometimes this will result in the enemy falling into the pit that he dug for the other person. He'll fall into that pit himself. The classic example of this is the case of Korach. The Torah speaks about machlokes Korach va'adosoi. It doesn't call it machlokes Korach u'Moshe. It calls it machlokes Korach va'adosoi. That the machloket which Korach led, Korach and his cronies, Korach and his people. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't join in the machloket. On the contrary, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Dothan v'Aviram and he tried to convince them, don't do this. This is not going to have a happy ending for you. They decided not to listen. And the end, sure enough, Hashem opened a large pit. The earth opened up and swallowed up Korach and all of his people, etc. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, everything we just spoke about applies when your opponents are wicked people, evil people. But when a person finds that there are real tzaddikim that are opposing him, that are making machloket against him, that are arguing with him, bevadai kavanosom hu rak letoiva. When a rabbi, when a true tzaddik yells at somebody or says something harsh against a person, the intention is definitely for the person's good, to benefit the person, to help the person. There's a pasuk, es asher yehav Hashem yoychiach. One whom Hashem loves, Hashem reprimands. And the tzaddikim emulate Hashem, they copy Hashem. So when a tzaddik reprimands somebody, when a tzaddik opposes somebody, he's doing it generally for that person's good. Shemeirimin umenasen oisoideze. They elevate the person, they lift the person up through this. Umamtikim dine meolov. And they also sweeten and eliminate judgments from the person. V'hu kemoy echod shechoifer Atzmoy tachas chaveroi. This, a tzaddik opposing somebody, could be compared to somebody who's digging underneath. Reuven is digging under Shimon, umashlich loy matona toiva, and he's throwing a good present underneath there. He's hiding a good present for Shimon. As we find something similar to this in the Gemara regarding when it came to giving charity, the Gemara tells us that there were several great rabbis in the Gemara that when they wanted to give charity to poor people and they didn't want the person to see who's giving it, so that the person would be embarrassed to face that person anymore, they would make sure to do it at nighttime when the person was sleeping or something like that, and they would throw the charity into the person's courtyard, into the person's garden or something like that, kidei shelo yeda hamekabel, so that the recipient, the one who's receiving the charity, doesn't know who gave it to him. Kein zois hamachloikes shel tzadikim. So too, when a tzaddik opposes someone, who shenoisen loy toiva behelem vatsneya, it's usually actually giving that person a gift, something positive, in hidden form, as we mentioned earlier. If you recall, we had a previous chapter in Likud Imran where Rabbi Nachman explained that when there's a judgment, when there's a heavenly judgment against a person, and Hashem makes a decision that that person should be harmed by an animal or by a tree or by an angel or something like that, if a human being attacks that person, the angel or the animal, whatever it is, when they see that, they're happy to step aside because they know that a human being can do more harm than an angel even, or than an animal. Because a human being has bechira, has free choice, they can go further. So very often, when there's a heavenly judgment against a person, a tzaddik who sees that, by the tzaddik opposing that person, he eliminates the heavenly judgment from the person. And then the tzaddik will make sure to do it in such a way that the person can receive it only to their benefit. Sometimes the person doesn't realize that, though, at first. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vezeh shebikesh David." This is why we find that David HaMelech in Tehillim, in chapter 92, he says to Hashem, "Bakomim olai mereim." When bad people rise up against me, Tishmano oznoi, he says, my ears hear this, and then he says, Tzadik katomor yifroch ke'erez balfonon yiske. And now Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, is going to explain that whole puzzle. Kiyesh tomor bigdusha. We know that tomor, tmarim, mean dates. The word tomor means a date palm, a date tree. So Rabbeinu Zal says, there is a tomor in holiness, Bechinas, as the pasuk says, tzaddik katomor yifroch, the tzaddik flourishes and blossoms like a date palm, tall and strong and powerful. And we know the Gemara says that the tzaddikim, the Jews, are compared to a date palm, that just like a date palm only has one heart, it has a heart only to Hashem, so to the tzaddikim, their heart is only loyal and devoted to Hashem. Ukenegdoi, and opposite this tomor of kedusha, tomor besitrachra, there is a concept of a date palm on the other side, on the side of tuma, on the side of judgment. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, seor bekakoy sevis, that the amount of a leavening agent of yeast that a person needs to use on Pesach in order to violate the sin of Chometz on Pesach is the size of a date. There's a debate in the Gemara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One of the opinions is Koseves. The Koseves he tmora. And we know that Koseves is another word for a tamar, a date. Hainu hatomor shebesitrachra. This represents the tomor of the other side, of tuma. Why? Because we know that chometz and seor represent the sitra achra. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Chumash it says, kol machmetzes loy sechelu. Do not eat chametz on Pesach. It uses the word machmetzes. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, take a look at the word. The word machmetzes has the word chometz inside, and the outer letters are mem and tof. Chometz, mace. That chometz represents death. Chometz on Pesach represents death, the sitra achra, the other side. And now Rabbi Nizal shows us that seor, which is yeast, seor also represents the other side, the left side, the side of judgment. Ki seor hu klolius v'toikef hadinim. Seor represents the totality of judgment and harsh judgment. Ki hu bechinas elikim beribua ubemilui kamuva. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word Seor, the Aleph, represents Elokim, Hashem's name Elokim. It's the first letter of Elokim. The Shin is the Milui of Elokim. When you write the word, the name of Hashem Elokim, and you write each letter as a word, Aleph, the way you pronounce it, Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, it's 111, Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalet, 30, 40, and 4, it's 74. And so on and so forth, it adds up to 300. That's the Shin of Seor. And the Resh is the Achorayim of Elokim. When you write Hashem's name Elokim, Aleph, then Aleph Lamed, then Aleph Lamed He, Aleph Lamed He Yud, Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, it adds up to 200. Now, chometz and seor represent something negative and terrible on Pesach, during the 7 days of Pesach. The rest of the year, it's not a problem. And there's a tremendous amount written about this in all the Sforim, including Likutei Halachos. There's maybe 30, 40 explanations as to why it is this way, why chometz and seor represent something negative only during Pesach, whereas on Shavuos, it's a mitzvah. The Shtei Halechem, the sacrifice that's brought on Shavuos, had to be from chametz. Kain Nikra Tamar, and this is also one of the reasons why a date and a date palm is called Tamar, Loshen Timura, from the word Timura, which means to invert, to turn something upside down. Hainu has sitra achra. This is referring to the other side, the sitra achra, Shehi nikreis timura, which is called the opposite, the inversion. Ki timuras chachma iveles, as it says in the book of creation, in the Sefer Yetzira, the opposite of chachma is foolishness. Timurat chayim moves, the opposite of life is death. Kamuva, as is brought in the Sefer Yetzira. So we see there's a Tomar in Kedusha, Tzadik Katomar Yifrach, and the term Tmura also means to invert. There's a Tomar of the Sitra Achra, the Koisevis, which is associated with Chometz and Seor. V'shoyresh Hadinim V'Sitra Achra Humachloike Shebikdusha. Now Rabbi Nizal explains the source, the origin of all judgment and all sitra achra, it all originates from holy arguments, which we have, for example, throughout the Gemara, throughout the Torah Shebaal Peh. This rabbi says asur. This rabbi says mutar. This rabbi says tameh. This rabbi says tahor. Ki has sitra achra hu bechinas machloikes. Because the Satan, the Yetzahara, the other side, is always referred to as the concept of machloikis, argument, debate. Visharoshon, and their source, where it originates from, is machloikis shebikdusha. From the fact that within holiness, within the Torah, there is machloikis. But there it's a machloikis of holiness, where the Gemara says, Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim, that very often when two rabbis seem to disagree, really they're not disagreeing. Really, they both are part of the oneness of Hashem. The first letters of Divrei Elokim Chaim spell the word Echad. Elu v'elu, these two seemingly opposite opinions are really one. As the Gemara shows many times, and as the Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah show many times. Ve'ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshoy. We know there's a rule in Kabbalah that when you want to sweeten a din, a judgment, you have to go to the root, to the source of that, and repair it over there. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei machloikes shel tzadikim, sometimes when there is dispute, when there are disagreements among tzadikim, shehi machloikes shebigdusha, where there it's a holy machloikes, it's without any hate, without any negativity, al yedei ze nimtokim hadinim b'sharoshim. Through their machloket, these tzaddikim are able to sweeten all the harsh judgments of Hashem at its source. Val yedei ze tzaddik katomor yifroch. And through this, the tzaddik flourishes like a date palm. Ki nimtak v'nizbatel hatomor desitrachra, because he sweetens and he eliminates, he nullifies the tomor of the other side, al yedei hamachlokes, through the machlokes of tzadikim, shehi bechinas hamtokas hadinim b'sharoshem, which is actually mitigating and sweetening the judgment at its source. Nimtza, shemachlokes shel tzadikim hi toiva gedoila. So Rabbi Nachman says, we see from here that the machlokes, the disagreement among tzaddikim, can be a tremendous benefit. Rak machma shemishom nishtal shel venechas hasitrachra vadinim. However, because of the fact that it's from this machloket of holiness that sometimes it spirals down, it comes down, down, down to lower levels, where the Sitra Achra is able to grab onto it. Sheheim machlokes gemura, where they represent real disagreement. Alkein, therefore, efsher sheyidme shamachlokes shel tzadikim migamkin machlokes gomor shel sinach hashom. Therefore, sometimes it could appear as if the machloket among tzaddikim is also a terrible machloket, that it's a machloket of hate, chas v'shon. Machmas sheheim ne'echozim shon, because of the fact that the sitra achra tries to attach itself there and grab onto it. Aval be'emes, but in real truth, by the tzaddikim themselves, hu rak letoiva, the debate between them, the disagreement between them, is only positive. It's without any hate, it's without any negativity, and on the contrary, that's what helps to sweeten harsh judgments against the Jewish nation. V'zeh shebikesh David, and this is why Dovan HaMelech asked Hashem, kishayia olav machloikes shel tzadikim, that when he will have to endure machlokes, opposition from tzaddikim, like when Shaul HaMelech, when King Saul was chasing Dovan HaMelech to kill him, shelo yishma min hamachlokes rak toivois, that he should only hear and see the benefits of it, the good things. He should never judge the tzaddik in a negative way, ki bevadai kavanosam letoiva, because most definitely their intention is only for the good. V'zeh, this is what's meant by the pasuk, bakomim olai mereim, when mereim rise up above me. The term mereim can be enemies, and the word reim in Hebrew also means friends. V'yohafto l'reyach ha'kamoicha. Hainu machlokes shel tzadikim. This pasuk is referring to also the machlokes of tzadikim, sheheim achim v'reim, who are like brothers and friends to me. Bechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says about Chochma and Bina, train Rein Deloy Misparshim, that they are like two beloved friends that are inseparable. Ki bevadai heim oyavim gidoilim, because the tzaddikim are definitely people who love each other in a big way. Ukishehem yakumu alai, and David HaMelech said, when they will rise up against me, tishmano oznoi tzaddik atomo yifroch, my ears should only hear the positive, the good tamar, the tzaddik atomo yifroch. Shelo yishma min hamachloikes kiim hatoivo yishoisim loy bozeh. He was asking Hashem that when he hears this type of machlokas, when he hears tzaddikim speaking against him, he should only hear the good that they're doing, the benefit that they're doing from this. Shehu bechinas tzaddik katom or yifroch, bechinas hamtoka sadinim, that through this they're sweetening negative judgments. And he shouldn't mistakenly think that this is real terrible machlokas. It's the machlokas of enemies, chas v'sholem. By judging this machlokas of the tzaddikim correctly, by knowing that this is only positive, it's only good, it's not with any hate, by doing that, a person prevents the Sitra Achra from drawing power and energy from that machloikis of Kedusha. Ki zois ha-machloikis hu rak letoiva. Because that machloikis, the machloikis of tzaddikim, is only for the good. In chapter 64 in Likutei Moran, I believe it is, Rabbeinu Zal explains that we know that originally, before creation, there was only the infinite light of Hashem. When Hashem wanted to create the world, he had to pull the light to the sides to vacate a space in the middle in which creation could take place. That's an example of machlokes. Hashem had to separate the light, to pull it to the sides, to vacate an area for creation to take place. And Rabbeinu Zal says, so too, when rabbis argue, when they debate, if everybody thinks alike, then there's no room for creativity in a sense. But when rabbis disagree with each other, and each one takes a different side, one goes to the right, one goes to the left, and now each one has to defend his opinion, in the middle, there's room for argument. Each one is presenting his opinion, and this is how there's all kinds of new revelations in Torah that come about. This is the Gemara, the way the Gemara works. One rabbi says like this, one rabbi says like that. He gives his proof. He shows why he disagrees with the other one's proof, and he has to show how he disagrees. And in the middle, there's major creation, there's major das that's being revealed. Okay, so far we spoke about a person taking a position of being like offer, like earth, like dirt, which people step on, and yet the earth responds with food, with nutrients, with metals, precious metals, gold, silver, things like that. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds another very important piece to this. Gam kol harefuos boi min haoretz. We know that all medicines and cures generally come from the earth, from herbs, all kinds of herbs and vegetation. V'alkein, and therefore, be'es she'ha'orotz noisenes yevula, during the season when the earth is giving forth its produce, she'noisenes koyach b'chol ha'ilonos v'atzmochim, whereby the earth is injecting power and strength into the trees and into all the grasses and vegetation, dahainu bizman hachanita. This is referring to the time when the produce is ripening, shehu b'chodesh Iyar, which is in the month of Iyar, which is in English, it's referred to as the month of May, azay yesh koyach yoiser b'chol harefuos. Then medicines and herbs that are produced then are more powerful than if they're produced at a different time of the year. Ki oz noisenes ha'oretz bohem koyach, because that's when the earth is really injecting power, strength into the vegetation. Aval bizman acher, whereas if those medicines are being produced, let's say in middle of the winter or another time, afilu im yikhu oison harafuos batsman, even if a person will take those very same cures, ein lohem zeh koyach, they will not have the same effectiveness, the same potency. V'alkein loikhin refuos b'chodesh iyor shehu mei, and this is why people that have major illnesses, if it's possible for them to wait for that season, for the spring, the season of May, in we're talking about in the Northern Hemisphere, we're talking about in Europe, Eastern Europe, and in the United States, places like that, or even in Eretz Yisrael, then that's a time that these medicines can be most effective. The Iker, and we know of the entire earth, the best place, who Eretz Yisrael. Kikol ho'arotzois mekablim mitamtzis Eretz Yisrael. Because all the other countries receive their nourishment from the residue of Eretz Yisrael, from what's left over. The Gemara says, first Eretz Yisrael receives from heaven. Hashem sends down the Shefa to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael takes everything it needs. The rest gets distributed to the rest of the world. Ve'eretz Yisrael yesh lo beis b'chinos. Eretz Yisrael has two aspects to it. Lefa'omim nikreis Eretz Kenan. Sometimes in the Torah, Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Eretz Kenan. Ve'lefa'omim nikreis Eretz Stam. And sometimes it's just referred to by the word Eretz. The Gemara says whenever it says Eretz without qualification, it means Eretz Yisrael. Hainu, kesheyesh machloikes, when there are arguments and disputes, when there's a lack of peace, azai nikreis Eretz Kenan, then Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Eretz Kenan. Bechinas, the word Kenan is like the word kan oni. Here is poverty. As the Gemara says, al pasuk velo yihye kenani, there will no longer be kenani in the land. The Gemara says, ein kan ani, it means there will not be any poverty, any poor. Nimtza kenan hu bechinas kan oni. So the term kenan is merames to poverty. Vizeh al yedei machlokes, and this poverty is brought on through machlokes. Lack of peace, ki machlokes achas doiche mea parnosos, because the Shema Kodesh says, one argument can push away 100 portions of parnosa, chas v'shalom. We know that when it comes to medicine, Rabbi Nachman writes that all illnesses come through a lack of peace and harmony in the body. The body is comprised of four basic components: fire, water, air, and dirt, esh, ruach, mayim, and ofor. And when they're working together in perfect harmony and balance, the person is healthy. When there's any imbalance, when there's too much fire, too much water, too much dirt, that's when a person has health problems. And this is why the pasuk says, Shalom, shalom, larochoik velakoroiv, omar Hashem, urifasiv. Hashem says, peace, peace, to the far and the near, and I will heal you, I will cure you. Shalom is a refuah. So here again, machlokes is the opposite. Machlokes pushes away parnosa, it blocks the crops from being produced, and it also blocks the effectiveness of the medication, of the medicines. And this is why the pasuk says in Chumash Bereishis, "Vayehi riv bein roye mikne Avram uvein roye mikne Loit." There was machlokes between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. Vaknani oz ba'oretz, and the Kanani were in the land. Shalidei horiv v'machlokes aideze v'haknani. As a result of fighting and machlokes arguing, that brings Kanani. Kiazai nikreis bechinas Eretz Kenan. Then Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Eretz Kenan, and there's lack of shefa. Aval kishayesh shalom. But when there's peace, azai hi nikreis eretz stam. Then the Torah refers to it as just the word eretz, not eretz Canaan. Vazai hi bechinas eretz nosno yevula. And then Eretz Yisrael gives forth its full produce, its products. Shenoisenes koichoiseho l'chol yevul horetz, whereby the earth gives forth all of its nutrition, all of its healthy powers into all the produce. Vazai yesh koyach l'chol horefuais. And then all the medicines are able to be most effective. V'alkein, oisiois ior, roshetevois, oivai, yoshuvu, yevoishu roga. And this is why it's brought that the month of Iyar, which we said is the time of the year, the season of the year, when the earth is giving forth its energy into all the produce, the word Iyar makes up the first letters, that all of my enemies will turn back and be shamed instantly. That's the time of where medicines can be most effective, which means peace. Bechinas eretz nosni yevula, whereby the earth is giving forth its power into the produce. Shehu hepech hamachloikis, which is the opposite of machloikis. Shehi bechinas eretz Canaan, which causes Eretz Yisrael to be referred to as Canaan. Any questions, please?
Okay, the first one was about se'or in bread.
Yes.
Bread is parnasa, and it's a good thing. So sure. How is it that you eat bad?
Lechem, the term lechem represents parnasa, generally it's blessing. However, se'or, the leavening agent, se'or represents the left, the midah of Elikim, the left side, givura, judgment, harshness. We know that everything, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that everything in the world must be either male or female. On a spiritual level, everything is either to the right or to the left, or some combination of the two. So here again, in Likutei Moran, in all the Sifrei Chassidut and Sifrei Kabbalah, it speaks about matzah and chometz, and it speaks about se'or. And generally, chometz and se'or represent midas hadin, a certain aspect of din, gevurois. Nothing to do with lechem. You know, it's lechem means bread. Lechem isn't referring to the leavening agent, the thing that makes it into chometz. We today use the term chometz to what we say, oh, that's chometz, meaning bread. But again, chometz means specifically the leavening portion of it.
Okay. There's another question about the Rebbe's reference to medicine. Medicines are made in labs, and it's hard to see the connection to where it's harvested from the earth or from the roots.
It's true. It's definitely true. And that's one of the problems that we have today. However, again, today, we have certain alternative medicines, things like that, where people actually take different herbs, you know, that kind of thing. And then it pays to know sometimes a date when this was produced. We know that on foods, for example, the law says a person needs to know, you know, when this product was made, when this wine was produced, that kind of thing. And so too on medicines, it would seem that there is a certain significance regarding if it's being made from a base of plants to know when it was done.
Opposing rabbis are wholly fighting with each other. Wouldn't it be better if they just joined forces because of the insights and creativity being produced is only available in the attendance of each congregation, but doesn't necessarily help the whole, especially each other rabbis?
Sure. The answer is that usually we try, our mission is shalom, you know, to try to have peace as much as possible. We know that, unfortunately, the reality is that until the Moshiach comes, there is this machloket in Klal Yisrael. There are all of these different, diverse groups that are very different from each other. So now, when it's people who are actually going directly against the Torah, That's chas v'shalom, like the machlokas of rishayim against tzaddikim. But when it's within the framework of Torah itself, and people are taking different positions, different stances, one person is emphasizing this, and another person is emphasizing that, that kind of thing. And because of that, there are differences. Sometimes there's a major good that's coming out of that machlokas.
How can one trace back the root of a conflict to understand how to cure it at its root? How do we do that process?
The answer is that it would seem that this is more a higher level, something that tzaddikim can do, where they can look at a situation and be able to know whether this is coming from a place of holiness or not. In the case, for example, of Korach and Dothan Vaviram, let's say Dothan Vaviram, we find that from the beginning, when Moshe Rabbeinu first is sent to Paro to ask Paro to release the Jews, and when Paro decides not to listen and to make things worse, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron come out, right away Dothan Vaviram are there to yell at them and to say, "You're the enemies of the Jewish people, you're just troublemakers." And from that time on, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were able to know and realize that these people are people who are against Hashem. They're disloyal to Hashem. They're going against tzaddikim. They're trying to put them down. They're trying to make them look bad in the eyes of the Jewish people. And that continued. That followed through all the way. In the desert, when Hashem told the Jews on Shabbos not to go out and pick the man, Dothan Vaviram do go out on Shabbos. They put out, you know, all the different steps. Whereas when Moshe Rabbeinu saw, you know, other examples during his time, and again the example of Dovid HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech, these tzaddikim are on a level to be able to know and to be able to trace it back to its source. Now here again in the Gemara, we find many times two rabbis disagree on something, and the Gemara will ask, "Bemai komiflegi? What is this argument really based on? You know, they're disagreeing on something down here, but where does it originate from?" And the Gemara will trace it back to a different argument, to a previous argument, or to two seemingly conflicting psukim in the Torah. So there we're being shown examples. And you have this in the Shulchan Aruch also. You have rabbis taking different opinions. This rabbi says that a glass may be used for dairy and meat because glass does not absorb at all. And another rabbi says, no, you must have different glasses for dairy and meat. And each one brings their proof. And again, they tie it back to the original sources. I hope we clarified it a little. Let's continue now. Now Rabbi Nachman's going to introduce the topic of Shabbos. Shabbos versus the 6 days of the week. Now we know that Shabbos is called Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. And Friday night when we come home, we sing Shalom Aleichem Malachei Ashores, Malachei Elyon. Shabbos is all about peace. The 6 days of the week represent Machloket. The 6 days of the week correspond to the six sections of Mishnah, where there we have six types of opinions. Kosher, Posel, Tomei, Toher, Osur, Mutter. Those represent the 6 days of the week. Whereas Shabbos represents Menucha. Shabbos is called Menucha. Menucha means Machloket is back and forth, back there, here, there, here, there. Shabbos is peace. Shabbos, it's settling down. It's staying in one place, not bouncing back and forth, that kind of concept. So now Rabbi Nizal tells us, we know that the original Machlokes, this is chapter 277 in Likut Imran. We're continuing. That's the chapter we started from, and we're continuing. This is today's shir is all chapter 277, Reish Ayin Zayin. Now, we know that the original problem, judgment against man came about through eating. And what kind of eating? An eating of conflict. Hashem said, there's a tree. There are many trees in Gan Eden. They're all kosher. They're all good. But there's one tree that's tov v'ra. It's good and bad. It's opposites. That tree stay away from. And as a result of Adam and Chava eating from that tree which represents machloket, that brought death to the world, that brought suffering to the world, that wrong type of eating. And Hashem had actually said, on the day that you eat from that, you're going to die. Ki b'yom acholcha mimenu mos tomus. However, the Zohar HaKadosh says that when Adam and Chava ate from it was Friday afternoon. They were created on Friday. Adam and Chava were created on the sixth day of creation on Friday. And the Medrash gives us an hour by hour blow of what happened that day. When they ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was Friday afternoon. And the Zohar HaKadosh says they were supposed to die, but Shabbos saved them. Shabbos ogen aloi, Shabbos protected them. Because again, the Eitz Hadas was machloket, tov hara. Shabbos is shalom, Shabbos is peace. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going to speak about the eating on Shabbos. V'da she'ikar kevoid Shabbos hi ho achila. One of the main ways that we show respect for Shabbos is in the meals, the special foods that we reserve for Shabbos. K'maysha kosuv, as it says in the Torah, ichluhu hayom, eat it today, referring to the mon, ki achilas Shabbos yekora mo'oid, because the food that we eat on Shabbos is very precious, it's very holy, ki hu kuloi elikus, kuloi kodesh, it is all holy, it's all spiritual. Ukimavur, as Rabbi Nachman discusses in a previous chapter, in chapter 57 in Likud Imran, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that during the week, if a person eats a little bit more than they're supposed to, that excess goes to the klipos, that goes to the sitrachra. Whereas on Shabbos, if a person eats a little bit more than they're supposed to, it still remains within holiness. It's still holiness and Kiddusha. And again, those people who eat properly during the week, like the Rambam says, that they don't eat 100%, they make sure to leave the table when they're still a little bit hungry. For them, on Shabbos, when they eat more than they do during the week, even that more is considered holy. V'alkein mitzvah gedoylo laharbois besuda Shabbos. And therefore, it's a major mitzvah to make Shabbos meals larger, bigger, more variety of foods, better foods. V'hu tikun l'chilul Shabbos. And this actually serves to correct, to fix, to repair any times when the person chas v'shalom violated Shabbos. Ki mechilul Shabbos i'efshe l'zoher. Because Rabbeinu Zal says it's just about impossible for a person to avoid desecrating Shabbos. Ki bekal efshe lihikoshel bechilul Shabbos chas v'shalom. Because it takes very little to be guilty of breaking Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos, there are so many different laws, and some of the laws are so delicate and intricate that a person has to be an incredible Talmid Chacham to be able to navigate, to be able to do everything correctly. And if not, it's very likely that we're making mistakes, that we're breaking Shabbat. V'hatikun, and one of the ways that a person repairs that, they fix any desecration of Shabbos, Hual yedei ho achilo shel Shabbos, is by eating on Shabbos better than a person eats during the 6 days of the week. Ki chilul Shabbos hu bechinas cholol, because the term mechalel Shabbat, to desecrate the Shabbos, the word cholol means a corpse, death. Bechinas histalkus, a passing away. Bechinas ki motzei cholol ba'adama, as it says in the Torah, if a corpse will be found on the land. Umi shemeso ishtoi harishayna, the Gemara tells us, a person whose wife passes away, whose first wife passes away, psioisov miskatzrois, that person suddenly is not taking big steps, they're taking small steps. When a person's happy and excited, they're running, or they're taking big steps, they're walking strong. Chas v'shalom, when a person becomes a widow, when a person loses his first wife, it breaks him to a large degree. And now he's taking small steps. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 22, the Shabbos hi bechinas ishtoi rishoina. And Shabbos is called the first wife of the Jewish people. When Hashem created the world, he created Sunday and Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Each day has a partner. When it came to Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't have a partner. It's the odd man out. So the Medrash says, Shabbos set Hashem, lakol nosato ben zug. Each one of the other days, you gave him a partner. Veli loinosato, to me, you didn't give a partner. Who's going to be my partner? Ve'shiva Hashem Yisborach, Hashem responded to Shabbos, shekneses Yisrael hu ben zug shelo. The Jewish nation is your benzug, is your mate, is your partner. Nimtza, so therefore, if a person desecrates Shabbos, if a person violates Shabbos, hu bechinas, it's like he's violating his wife. It's like he's hu bechinas psiois ktsorois. That's the concept of small steps. Bechinas psiois of miskatsrois. As it says, taking the small steps. Now we know that the Gemara says that on Shabbos, a person is supposed to take small steps. A person is not supposed to run on Shabbos or take large steps unless he's going to shul or unless he's going for a mitzvah. So now Rabbi Nazal says, V'hine motzinu lehefech. We find the exact opposite in the Torah. Ki aloy adarabah. You're telling me that small steps represent something negative, something bad. But in actuality, adarabah, Rabbi says of Osru Lefsoya B'Shabbos P'siyagasa. Our rabbis tell us that a Jew is forbidden to take large steps on Shabbos. V'tzorech dafko lefsoya b'Shabbos psiyaktana. We're required to take small steps on Shabbos. And you're telling me small steps means that my wife died. Chasron, that the Shabbos is dead. What are you saying? And now Rabbi Nazal is going to explain this. Achda, you should know, ki bechoil, during the 6 days of the week, kishe'oisin mitzvah, when a Jew performs a mitzvah, the kol mitzvah hi koimo shlema. Every mitzvah is like a complete person. Just like a person has a head and a stomach and feet and legs, every mitzvah is like a complete organism. Yesh mekoimois shasitrachro yoinekes misham. There are parts of the mitzvah where the Sitra Achra is able to draw power from there. If the person didn't do the mitzvah 100% properly with all the right intentions, where does the Sitra Achra draw from? V'hein horaglin shel mitzvah. They draw from the feet of the mitzvah. Shemishom yenika sa Sitra Achra. That's where the Sitra Achra is able to attach itself to and to draw from. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ragleho yordois moves. Her feet go down to death. Ubishabis oilin raglin benaklipois. Whereas on Shabbos, the feet come out of the klipois. They come out of death. Bibichinas, as it says, im toshiv mi Shabbos raglecho. If you will turn your feet back on Shabbos, you'll return your feet on Shabbos. Shebeshabbos may shivin horaglin shel mitzvah elakdusha. On Shabbos, we're able to fix the problem. During the 6 days of the week, the Sitra Achra is able to pull down the legs of the mitzvah and to draw energy from it. On Shabbos, we're able to take it back, to pull back those feet of the mitzvah which the Sitra Achra was drawing from. Va'azai mascheles leilech lifnei Hashem Yisborach. And now the mitzvah is able to walk before Hashem, kavyachol. It's able to strut proudly before Hashem. We'll just do a little bit more for now. V'hinei bevadai betchila sahalicha eino yuch. Maybe we'll hold it over here for now. We really need to, I don't want to rush this, this next part where Rabbi Nachman's going to explain what does this mean about a mitzvah walking before Hashem, and how does this work during the 6 days of the week, and how does this work on Shabbat. We'll take this up in the next Shir Mitzvah Hashem, next Sunday. Any questions before we close? I was saying that Monday night, Tuesday, is the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is, and that's when the many people, a few thousand people, traveled to Miron. Because we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, they try to go to the next closest place in Eretz Yisrael, which is Miron, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is, because it's written that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm possibly going to go there and hopefully represent all of us there in our prayers. Hashem should help that the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu and all the tzaddikim should help all of us be blessed with everything we need. Baruch Nias u'Begashmias. A wonderful week to all.